The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. To our eyes, the world is arrayed in a seemingly infinite splendor of hues. It's remarkable, then, that for most human beings, any color can be reproduced by mixing together just three fixed wavelengths of light at certain intensities. This property of human vision, called trichromacy, arises because our retina, the layer of nerve cells in the eye that captures light and transmits visual information to the brain, uses only three types of light-absorbing pigments. Although trichromacy is common among primates, it is not universal in the animal kingdom. Almost all non-primate mammals are dichromats, with color vision based on just two kinds of visual pigments. It seems, then, that primate trichromacy is unusual. So how did it evolve? Building on decades of study, recent investigation into the genetics, molecular biology, and neurophysiology of primate color vision have yielded some unexpected answers, as well as surprising findings as to the flexibility of the primate brain. So our eyesight may not be as keen as an eagle or a hawk, but color perception has been key to primate evolution and the success of humans and our closest relatives.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.